Hello, and welcome to Episode 6 of the State of the Union. I'm your host, Sean Moran, Vice President for the National Border Patrol Council. It is Friday, September 20th, 2013, and we have lots to get to this week, so let's jump right in. MBPC representatives continue to work on Capitol Hill on the Border Patrol Pay Reform Act. Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah and Senator John Tester of Montana both plan to introduce bills that would help strengthen border security by guaranteeing 100% staffing levels and stabilizing the pay system for Border Patrol agents. The Border Patrol Pay Reform Act has been enthusiastically received by legislators as it helps strengthen border security and provides a cost savings during this austere budget environment. We will continue to bring updates as this legislation moves along. On to news from the locals. Local 2554 in El Centro, California is celebrating 1 year of its PowderSafe program, which has shown a reduction in off-duty agent arrests for driving under the influence. 1 year ago, the sector had 16 DUI arrests, and now that number stands at just two. Local 2554 President Lombardo Amaya had this to say about the program's origins.
Basically, we sat together and we arrived to the conclusion that we have a problem, alcohol-related events, and those problems were almost out of control. We also arrived to the conclusion that this agency is doing nothing to educate and prevent this kind of event.
Amaya also let us know what he feels is the secret to the program's success.
When we sat together, we put aside. We don't let these internal issues, agency, union, deter or distract us to focus on the message. We don't let internal competition try to look good, try to sell a program under my name, under the union name, under somebody's name, take precedence. We sit down and we work together.
In South Texas, the large influx of illegal alien traffic has caused unforeseen problems. We spoke with Local 3307 Vice President Chris Cabrera, who gave us these details.
Recently, in the Rio Grande Valley sector, we have been seeing record numbers of apprehensions, especially the OTMs. This is causing overcrowding at many stations. Some stations are at a 200% capacity. This has been causing officer safety issues for our agents. Also, OSHA paid a visit to the McAllen station. They issued several citations for cleanliness, inaccessibility to personal protective equipment, and improper ventilation.
The Department of Homeland Security's Office of Inspector General released its report on the use of force by Border Patrol agents and CBP officers this week. Among the conclusions, that some agents and officers of the federal border agencies did not understand the use of force policies or when to use them. I had the opportunity to discuss these findings on both KPBS Radio and KPBS Television's Midday Edition. The show was hosted by Peggy Pico, and the other guest was the ACLU's border litigation attorney, Mitra Ebadolahai. Here's an excerpt from the KPBS interview that lays out both sides of the alleged excessive force debate.
Okay, Mitra, the ACLU is asking for more transparency and accountability. Specifically, can you name some of the top things you'd like?
Yes, we'd like to know more about the investigations that were undertaken, what the conclusions of those investigations were, why disciplinary actions were or were not taken against the various officers involved with these various use of force incidents. As you said, it's been 19 deaths in 2 years. If any law enforcement agency anywhere else in the country was involved with that kind of statistic, there would be a public outcry. There's just too much that we don't understand, and not enough mechanisms in place for us to hold this very large law enforcement agency accountable.
Okay, and Sean, we don't have a whole lot of time left here, but if you could basically tell us any of the changes that Border Patrol says they're already making because of this report and two others, are there a couple of things that stand out for you?
They haven't implemented these changes yet, and I think they'll be slow to roll out, but any training that makes it safer for our agents, we're in favor of. And we think it is very safe. 21,000 agents and making anywhere from 600,000 to 1.2 million arrests a year, and there's only 19 deaths in 2 years, I think that's a pretty safe border, and we have to remember that the people on the other side, they had a choice, and they chose to assault Border Patrol agents. The ACLU goes on in the radio version of the interview to make accusations against Border Patrol agents in the death of Anastasio Hernandez Rojas.
I mean, you have to wonder what's happening, that these numbers persist, that the incidents get more and more egregious. You know, Mr. Hernandez, I'm not sure how you can assault someone when you're in handcuffs, lying on your stomach, prone and surrounded by officers with tasers. But if that's your reading of the facts, I would suggest that that's all the more reason that we would want to have cameras and other accountability devices.
You can ignore what happened before he got handcuffed if you want, but that, you know, that's fine.
There's just no reason that he should have been tased to death.
Okay, people can make up their own minds about this. As you say, the incident is on the internet. People can go and watch that, and people can actually read the whole report on our website. That's kpbs.org.
This appears to be a case of the ACLU going after the low-hanging fruit. The Border Patrol has a long-standing history of backing down in the face of opposition from immigrant rights groups. If the ACLU yells loud enough and long enough, then the Border Patrol will give in and make changes. Changes that will not benefit Border Patrol agents or make them any safer. The ACLU is liberal not only in its political leanings, but in its use of statistics. It claims that 19 deaths in 2 years is excessive and shows an agency with no accountability. We beg to differ. The Border Patrol has just over 21,000 agents. In 2011 and 2012, these agents made nearly 685,000 arrests. Only 19 incidents resulted in a suspect being killed by agents. In contrast, the Los Angeles Police Department and Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department have approximately 19,000 officers and deputies combined. In 2012 alone, those departments made approximately 255,000 arrests, yet had 48 suspects killed in 1 year. Numbers don't lie. I believe Ms. Ebedolahai's comments illustrate the quote from Socrates: "When the debate is lost, slander becomes the tool of the loser." That wraps up the episode for this week. But before we sign off, we want to remember the following agents who have died this week in years past. Senior Patrol Agents Jeremy Wilson and Travis Attaway, who both died in the line of duty 9 years ago this week. Supervisory Patrol Agent Trina McLaughlin, 2009. Patrol Inspector James Mencken, 1924. And Border Patrol Agent Jeffrey Ramirez, who died just last year. Our thoughts continue to be with their loved ones, and we will honor them for as long as there is a Border Patrol. Stay safe, everyone, and we'll talk to you next week on State of the Union.